This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the question on everyone's mind seems to be, when will this frigid February cold spell end? And the answer is not soon. The jet stream has sagged way south, allowing cold Canadian air to spill across the inland northwest. And although temperatures will claw their way back to close to normal next week, it looks like a significant warm-up will wait until the first full week of March. In the meantime, temperatures will remain cold enough to keep crops and pastures from growing. You know, earlier this month, soil temperatures were way up in the mid to upper 40s, but are now in the lower to mid 30s, and will probably only rise into the mid and upper 30s next week. An active weather pattern with multiple weather fronts will bring more rain and snow through next week. Precipitation amounts will range between a quarter and a half inch through much of the Columbia Basin, though farms near the Cascades and in the Palouse and Blue Mountain foothills from Spokane down to Pendleton may get a half to 1 inch. This precipitation and cold temperatures will likely cause moderate to occasionally severe cold stress for exposed newborn livestock and other weak animals, so extra attention may be needed. Washington's mountain snowpack is holding close to normal, while Oregon's is only a half to two-thirds of normal. Multiple storms this week should make a significant impact on the mountain snow depths. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.